Hi, welcome to Action Speaks. This is episode 2, and today we are going to talk about Facebook marketing. Stay tuned. Hi, Jonathan Lim here. Now, previously in my episode 1, we are talking about how you can start your online business. Now, if you are starting an online business and you are selling a physical products, so Facebook marketing is quite useful to promote your products. So usually, let's say you are selling online and you want more people to know about you, your Facebook page or your website if you have a website, right? So you can actually use a Facebook to do your ads. Now, how do you do that? Because in Facebook, there are a few ways you can actually do your marketing. Now, the first one is that in your Facebook page, you can actually do a boost post. Now, boost post is not what I recommend to use, because boost post literally is to let more people know about you, but you are simply targeting everyone. So if you are targeting everyone, your ads will be very expensive and they will be getting less results. But if it's what you really want, then it's fine. You can go ahead to do it. Now, boost post is typically good for people who have a physical shop. For example, if you have a music shop, you want to have you want everyone to know, everyone nearby in this nearby your area will know that there's this music shop exists. So you can actually use the boost post to boost to people around this area. So people, whether or not they like music, they will get the ads that there's this music shop exists in this area. So this is typically good for if you are running a music center that you want more people to know about your music school, and so that they can send their children to your music shop, this music school, to learn about music. Now, if you are promoting a product, for example, you are actually promoting a guitar, so you want to be more specific, you want to be more targeting to people who are interested in guitars only, those people will only see your post, they will see your ads, right? So this is what we call targeting marketing. You need to target a certain people with certain interests. Now, if you are going for this targeting Facebook ads, you cannot use the boost post. So what you need to do is you need to get the Facebook manager, a Facebook ads manager. So with this Facebook ads manager, you can actually download it, the apps, from your phone, your smartphone, or you can actually use a Facebook ads manager on your desktop. You can just from your Facebook, you can go to more, and there's options for you to choose Facebook ads. From there, you can target people. Yeah, let's say you are promoting a guitar, you can target people within a certain age groups, like from 18 years old to 25 years old, and their interests are acoustic guitar and a certain brand of guitar. You can target all these, be more specific, right? So for example, you're selling a Martin guitars, so you will target people within 18 years old to 25 and who are interested in Martin guitar brands, interested in acoustic guitar, who are staying in this area. For example, if you are in a city, so you can target the whole city, people who stay in this city, right? So that when they see your post, they will get in contact with you. You can ask them to WhatsApp you or PM you or email you. So whatever it is, you can actually ask them to get in contact with you. So Facebook marketing is very powerful tools, because literally everyone is on Facebook. They know your interest, they know what your hobby is, they know everything that you are going through. Even they remember what you have eaten, right, 2 weeks ago. But maybe we don't actually keep track on it, but Facebook know. They know what you like, what you have been where have you been? You know, all these data are with Facebook's. So literally, you want to use Facebook for your advantage. Now, whatever business that you do, make sure you get a hold of Facebook to your advantage. You can literally boost your post. Now, the advantage of using Facebook ads is you can fix a budget, right? Now, if you are in US, right, you can literally set a budget. For example, like you want to put on every day for $5 for your ads. So if they exceeded $5, they will stop for that day. So the next day they will continue, right? You can also set a lifetime budget. For example, you want to set a budget of $100 for the running for maybe for a week. You can do that. So, but you need to keep track on your budget so that you want to know whether these ads will generate you income, sales. So if you can track it, and you every time when you make a profit from there, you want to calculate how much is your ROI, right? So if, for example, if you you set a $100 advertisement and you get a $200 sales, and you have a $200 profit, so it's pretty good, right? Because you spend $100, you earn $100 more. So this is a good ROI, so you want to keep that, right? So, but if you don't get any ROI back, so then you have to make changes. So because doing ads, typically there are few tips you need to know. You need to follow these three things. Number one is the hook. In your Facebook ads, what are the things that people have when they see your ads, they will stop and you sort of interrupt them and to see and then look into your ads. For example, if you are selling a guitar, maybe you want to put a photos of a guitar with a broken neck, right? So with this interrupted pattern, I think people will, when they see a guitar with broken neck, especially for guitarists, right, for us, we will feel pained because we love guitar so much, we are taking care of our guitars. But if a guitar with a broken neck, that will actually stop us to have a look on the ads, right? Now, the second thing is the story. So once we see your ads and we are curious about it and we click inside, what you need to do is you need to write a story that will capture our attentions, right? So with the broken neck, then maybe you can say, okay, this fella bought a guitar, and then when he bring the guitar from overseas, from Japan to Malaysia, for example, during the shipping time, and when it arrived to Malaysia, the guitar's neck is broken. So then you can talk a little bit, okay, a storyline about you are offering a shipping with a safety protected and with the insurance if anyone buy guitar from you, right? So this is how you structure your story. Your story will be a storyline that people will be engaging in your story and feel interested to keep on reading. So you want people to keep on reading, right? And the last part, the third one, is your offer. You need to give some offer that people will feel they cannot resist to click on your offer. For example, if you are selling a guitar, so everyone is selling guitar, selling the same brand, selling the same price. What makes you different from any other people, right? So probably you want to bundle up with, okay, if you buy from me, I'll free you shipping. I'll give you bags, I'll give you picks, I'll give you even free guitar lessons that you have made online digitally. So people who subscribe to you or to buy from you, they know that they will get extra things from you instead of buying from other people. So if you have a good offer that people feel irresistible to, they must buy from you, then you have an upper hand. So you will get your products to be sold more than your competitors, right? So just remember this three thing. I repeat again, it's a hook. What are the things that people, when they first time look at your advertisement, they will feel hooked up and they will stop and look at your ads and then click on it. So once they click inside, whether your story is engaging or not. So once your story are engaging, what is your offer? Your offer is so good that people are irresistible, that they just want to click on it and just find out what you have to offer. Now they will buy from you, right? So if you are doing Facebook ads, Facebook marketing, these are the three things that you need to do. So in order to stand out from everybody else, right? Now, if you find these tips are helpful, I hope that you will subscribe and continue to listen. So I'll giving you more tips on how you can do online marketing, online business, and so on. So stay tuned. Thank you for listening. Bye. Alright, thanks for listening for episode number 2. I hope you enjoy it, and we will continue to give you more good content. So the next one we'll probably talk about more useful things. How do you start your blogging, how YouTube are functioning, and or podcasts. So yep, just stay tuned and we'll have more. And probably we'll get some interview to interview some people that are good in SEO and probably online business too, right? Thank you very much for listening. So you can check it out more in www.actionspeaks.co. Thank you.